Three chant.
Sing like it is, folks. Sing like it is. Because he lives. Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever falls may stay. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Jesus lives. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives on. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives. Rejoice, rejoice. Lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ our King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all his find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. Lives, lives, Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. Salvation to. He asks me how I know he lives. He lives within your heart. Right? Yes. In Tim's heart.
338? 1 and 4. 338, 1 and 4. You got that, Diane? Yes.
My Savior calling, I can hear my Savior calling, I can hear Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow me. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. With him, all the way. He will give grace and glory. He will give grace and glory and go with me all the way. Where he leads follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him, all the way.
You want to
want to one more? Virginia.
707, verse 101 and 2.
Apple tree, in cocoons a hidden promise, butterflies will soon be free. In the cold and snore of winter, there's a spring that waits to be unrevealed until this season, something God alone can see. The end is a beginning. The second version. There's a dawn in every darkness, bringing hope to me. From the past will come the future. What it holds, a mystery unrevealed until this season, something God alone can see.
Beautiful. Thank you, Diane. Good morning, and welcome to the United Methodist Church of Yucaipa, the House of Faith. At the end of each pew is a red pad. If you would please take a moment to sign in and let us know who's here in attendance. I'm looking around. I don't know if we have any visitors, but please recognize yourself to us at our time of sharing. We have several announcements this morning, and we'll go ahead and get through those. I'll let the screen catch up with me. Okay. Happy birthday. May all of your April birthdays bring peace and joy like gentle spring, and may each April's coming be laden with prosperity. So I'm only going to add one name to this list, and my youngest daughter had her birthday yesterday. So, and mom is feeling very old. Okay. So to all of those listed here and those not listed, happy birthday this April. The April newsletter is in the narthex. Please know that you can have it emailed to you or you can read it online. If you need to get one in the mail, please make sure that the church office knows that. The pastor's luncheon will be on May 8th at noon, and that's a Wednesday, I know, because it's a work day for me. The cost is $15, and please sign up if you are coming. So now it's moved back to the second Wednesday of each month, and I understand it is a lovely meal and a great time for fellowship. So I encourage you to go. We are the cereal church. If you can donate a few boxes of cereal or canned goods or other food items will help, and they get to the ICSC for distribution to families. And I will put in a plug just because I'm affiliated with Family Assistance, and we also would appreciate any donations that you would like to bring to us on Avenue B. Steve is still looking for gently used casual adult clothing for inmates that are being released from prison. Flip-flops, slippers, Snickers, t-shirts, etc. are all good. And it's not just for men, it's also for women. And I know at Family Assistance we are also helping with that ministry for him. Hearts Grow, second and fourth Sundays. Children can come before sermon and stay till the end of fellowship hall. Parents are welcome. It's a fun Christian growth experience for all ages, using the arts to connect us with the Creator. Join our book club if you like to read. Meets in the Camellia Room and on Zoom on April 16th at 10. This month's book is The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store by James McBride. And on May 21st, the next meeting is The Art Thief by Michael Finkel. And I think Deb shared with me that there's a list of some of the future books also connected on the website, so you can check those out. Like to quilt, crochet, knit, craft, or create, put it together with friends. It's in the Matthews Room. It's the last spring meeting is April 20th from 9:30 to 4. And it appears they're not going to be meeting over the summer months, but our own Judy Salveson is here. You also have a number there for Dina Barwick to be in touch. And I think that's it. If you could please stand as you are able for our announcements, our call to worship. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
They cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress.
He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave.
He stilled the storm to a whisper and guided them to their desired haven.
If you would please remain standing, our next hymn is Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken, number 731, verses 1 through 3.
Glorious things of Thee are spoken, Zion City of our God. God whose walls had been broken, for his Son abode on the rock of ages founded, What can shake thy sure repose? With salvation's walls surrounded, thou mayst rule at thy foes. See the springs of living waters springing from eternal love. Well, supply thy sons and daughters, and all fear of one remove. Who can faint while such a river ever will their thirst assures? Grace which like the Lord the giver never fails from age to age. Round each habitation hovering, see the cloud and fire appear. For a glory and a covering, showing that the Lord is near. Thus delivered from the banner, light by night and shade by day, safe we feed upon the manna which God gives us when we pray.
You may be seated. Oh, excuse me. Are we not
passing the peas?
Okay.
Don't see yet.
It's not in our bulletin, but please take a moment to pass the peas. Good morning, Diane. I'm fine. How are you? It's good to see you. It is so nice to see such a joyful group and welcoming group.
If there is a lunch provided, you guys are gonna go on like that for the whole day. Right. Well, speaking of lunch, at the pastor's luncheon this past Wednesday, I'm sorry to inform you that a lot of you have missed the best strawberry dipped in chocolate, the best chocolate dipped strawberries ever this past Wednesday. That's made by Marion. Yes.
Marion is the queen of baking, cooking, sweetness, all of that stuff.
So is Deb.
Well, last Monday was our first day with the oncologist. It turned out to be a consultation. It's a little bit funny story here. We went to Redlands. Thank goodness we didn't have to go to UCLA. And there were six oncologist names on the door there. And we didn't know who we were getting, but they said, you're going to see Dr. Gill. And it turned out to be a woman. And we went and waited in the office. And Dr. Gill came in. She was a short, thin woman, looked to be of descent from India or someplace. And her hair looked like she had just got out of bed. She was wearing a black T-shirt. I won't say that it was wrinkled, but it looked like it had been worn for a few days. some pretty scuffy jeans and tennis shoes. And Lorene and I looked at each other and kind of gave each other the look, oh, this is our doctor. So anyway, she started in, and she listened to what we had to say. She's very impressed that Lorene was a RN at some time and knew, understood all the terminology. And I related to her how UCLA had said they would probably start us out on a kind of a week chemotherapy, and it would act as kind of a block if when the cancer comes back. And she said very firmly, absolutely not. She says, melanoma is one of the strongest cancers there is, the most aggressive, and I have seen people do this and the cancer adapts and bypasses the chemo. So she says she scheduled her for a body scan, brain scan, all kinds of blood tests. She says, as soon as a marker shows up, we're going to hit it with everything we got. And we both left there saying, we're sure glad we got her for a doctor. This week, we still have to make another trip to UCLA on Thursday, another all-dayer. And in fact, she's got some appointments in May and surgery in June. So we will be so glad when we can just do everything here in Redlands. Thank you for all your thoughts and prayers.
Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Yes.
I just wanted to say Dina wanted to be here, but she has a little congestion, and so she didn't want to share anything if she has it.
Did she share with you?
We appreciate her not sharing this.
Well, as Deb's walking back, let's recognize our faithful worshipers online. Welcome, Helen. Hello to you. So good to see you always. Hello to June and Joyce, and Bill and April. Pastor Dina's there with us, and welcome Carol. Who else do we have?
David.
George, good to see you, George.
David.
And David. Welcome, David. All righty. I guess that's all.
I'm Charles. And if you're feeling down someday and you want a little joy, call Lucy Brumbaum. She called me and she was so upbeat. She says, I got my 10th grandchild. And she is so full of joy, she must have talked to me for 20 minutes. But anyway, it's worth the time. And if you ever have a little time and you want to feel like you're going to touch bases with someone, call Lucy. Thank you.
I had asked for prayers for a good friend in Key West, Alice Kayeha. She had a metastatic tumor removed from her breast, but so far it's looking like they got it all. So they're just keeping a close watch on that, you know. But so far, so good.
Our older son has been in the Philippines for a couple weeks, helping his wife's mother settle into a house they bought for her. I don't know exactly what day they're coming back, but I'd like some traveling mercies for them from the Philippines to here, because I've heard that some of the jet streams have changed a lot.
Hi, my name is Pat Shores. I've probably told you people before, but I've got a couple of great nieces, and they're really great. Anyway, Allison and I went to see them yesterday, and I was quite surprised because Emily was not there. But one of Allison's good friends, her name is Cheryl, and she lives in down in the LA area. Well, she was up taking care of the babies for the day, and I think Emily must be gone for, I think, 3 more days next week because Cheryl's scheduled to be there for 3 more days. But anyway, it was nice to see Cheryl, but wonderful to see the babies.
I'd like to ask for continued prayers for Rachel. She's doing okay, but she was really tired this morning, so I told her to sleep. Anybody on Zoom, please raise your hand and unmute.
Okay. If you would please join me in the unison prayer as printed in the bulletin and on our screen. Dear Lord Jesus, you came down from high above, made your dwelling among us,
and suffered as we do.
As promised, you sent your Spirit to be with us at all times and in all things. Our doubtful hearts may feel your absence, but you know all our troubles and are ever present when we are distressed. Grant us faith to rise above any life woes and sing the song of Emmanuel. In your precious name, amen.
Amen. Let us continue our prayers, remembering all the prayer requests that's been shared with us, all our loved ones, the prayers that God has placed in our hearts. Let's pray together in silence. Dear Lord Jesus, what a wonderful place to be as we come to this beautiful place of worship and join our hearts together and worship you, O Lord. We know that our heart find peace and rest in you. You are our refuge. We may have so many troubles in this world, but oh Lord, we can always run to you, and you welcome us as we are, assured us that you are with us, that you know all our troubles, and you will take care of them. So, Lord, we come to the very refuge we have found in you and ask you, O Lord, to relieve us from all the burdens of life, whatever they may be. But you know each and every one of our troubles, and give us this wisdom that we may find ways to be joyous in spite of problems and all kinds of challenges that this life brings to us. And we know, O Lord, before your presence, we can see the things eroding away, even the problems so big that we cannot handle, but you take those heavy burdens from our shoulders and clear our path so that we can continue on. So encourage us, Lord, once more. Empower us once more with your Holy Spirit, that we may receive the rejuvenation, the strengthening presence that comes from you, from your presence, that we may receive courage to face all our troubles out there in the world. It may be impossible to take care of all the issues on our own, but, oh Lord, nothing is impossible with you. So now, oh Lord, we lift up our prayers, our unspoken prayers. We lift up the concerns we have for our loved ones you have given unto us, and all the people in our life circle, and ask you to manifest your power, your love, your grace once more, that we may feel you, we may feel your love, we may feel your power today. By faith, O Lord, we commit ourselves, all our loved ones into your care, and ask you to continue to fulfill your will in our lives, in the life of this church, in our communities, in our nation, and in the world today. So as people of faith, we recommit ourselves to you and to your will as we pray the prayer you taught us to pray. Now we are praying, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
And now is our Young at Hearts moments with Deb Davidson.
Today's story is This I Know, Seeing God in the World He Made. Written by Clay Anderson, illustrated by Natalie Merheb. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky through everything God made. They can clearly see His invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature. Romans 1:20. It's time to get up. Oh, the big day is here. Are we ready to go? I've been waiting all year. It's our day of adventure, our day of exploring, of running and hiking and swimming and soaring. When I went to sleep, it was rainy and cold, but the sun has come out and the sky is like gold. I jump out of bed. There is so much to do. With every new day, God makes everything new. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the sunrise tells me so. Wake up, little girl, you're so precious to me. My sweet baby sister, how cute could you be? I'd prayed and I'd asked God to give me a sister, and you're so much more than ever could wish for. God loves His children, each daughter and son. He gives us new life, just like you, little one. Today I will show you all the wonders outside, how all of God's marvelous world is alive. Jesus loves me, this I know, for our baby tells me so. Mom is packing the van like a cozy cocoon, and you know what that means? We are leaving, and soon. Like butterflies bursting to try out their wings, we're ready to go and do all kinds of things. It's such a big world full of so much to see. I wish we could fly like the birds in the trees. So what do you think we'll discover? Oh boy, I love days like these that are full of God's joy. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the butterfly tells me so. We're here at the beach, and my toes love the sand. We splash in the waves as they crash into land. The seagulls are squawking, the air's full of smells. I'm spying for dolphins and hunting for shells. Just look at that water, so deep and so wide, and brimming with life that is swimming inside. My dad says it makes him feel small like a child. God's world is so big and so wondrous and wild. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the ocean tells me so. We're back on the road over slow rolling hills, but our sweet little dog doesn't want to sit still. With a wag of her tail, she is ready to run in a wide open field in the warmth of the sun. Wherever I go, she is right by my side on bright, happy mornings or nights when I've cried. She makes us all laugh, and she is always so playful. But what I love most is how God made her faithful. Jesus loves me, this I know, for our puppy tells me so. A flash in the sky? Oh, please say it's not true. It can't rain today. The sky has to stay blue. But thunder rolls in with a rumble and boom. If it doesn't stop raining, our day will be doomed. But that's when Mom smiles and reminds us to say, it's all in God's hands, so we wait and we pray. A lightning bolt cracks and my poor brothers cower. Though storms can be scary, we trust in God's power. Jesus loves me, this I know, even thunder tells me so. Oh, can you believe it? The clouds have blown by, and a rainbow is stretching across the blue sky. When we don't expect it, God loves to surprise, and sometimes the storms are His grace in disguise. Our day isn't over, it's just getting started. The road up ahead is completely uncharted. So what will we find in the steep mountain slope? Whatever's ahead, we are all filled with hope. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the rainbow tells me so. We hop from the van and start hiking a trail, over brooks and on boulders, up hills and down vales. And there at the top, as we round the last bend, just look at that view, like the world has no end. God's world is so big, could He ever know me? But He knows every sparrow and every last bee. And there in the rocks He knows each flower blossom, so fragile and frail on a mountain so awesome. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the mountains tell me so. Then just a bit further, right up at the peak, I feel something gentle and cold on my cheek, floating down from the sky, landing right on my tongue. Look, each tiny flake is like no other one. The snow gently falling is quiet and bright, a magical wonderland sparkling and white. God blankets the world in a loving embrace, with fresh fallen snow like amazing new grace. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the snowflakes tell me so. Back down the mountain, arrived at our camp, Dad sets up the tent and we all grab our lamps. Mom, do you mind if we go on a hike? And we're off to explore by the warm evening light. Surrounded by piles of red, orange, and brown, we kick them and crunch them and toss them around. Though leaves are now falling and done with their duty, each season of life is still filled with God's beauty. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the fall leaves tell me so. As the sun slowly sinks, a red glow in the sky, a new light appears. It's as small as a fly, a twinkle, a blink, as I reach out to snatch him. He flits all about till finally I catch him. He crawls on my finger so patient and slow and flashes his tail like he's saying, hello, a bug that lights up? Oh, it just makes me ponder. Is there no end to God's marvelous wonder? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the fireflies tell me so. Beneath a clear sky in a wide open field, we sit in the grass and we keep our eyes peeled. And patiently wait until, look, shooting star, a streak through the sky. It's so near, but so far. The light of the stars through the shadows of space traveled millions of miles to brighten my face. God is here, and He's there, and He's always wherever. He's now, and He's then, and He will be forever. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the universe tells me so. Oh, what a wonderful day this has been. We've had so much fun, I don't want it to end. It's so full of memories we'll always keep. But now it is late, so it's time for some sleep. Snuggled tight in our tent with a smile on my face. My whole family is here. It's my happiest place. The crickets are chirping. All others have ceased. As their melody lulls me, I rest in God's peace. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the crickets tell me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. We are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. How do you see God in the world he made? Amen.
Thank you, Deb. Now we will join in our next hymn, God Will Take Care of You, number 130, verses 1 through 3. Scripture is John 16, 16 through 24, and verse 33. A little while, and you will no longer see me, and again a little while, and you will see me. Then some of his disciples said to one another, what does he mean by saying to us, a little while, and you will no longer see me, and again a little while, and you will see me, and because I'm going to the Father? They said, what does he mean by this, a little while? We do not know what he is talking about. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, are you discussing among yourselves what I meant when I said, a little while, and you will no longer see me, and again, a little while, and you will see me? Very truly, I tell you, you will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice. You will have pain, but your pain will turn into joy.
When a woman is in labor, she has pain because her hour has come. But when her child is born, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy of having brought a human being into the world. So you have pain now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. On that day, you will ask nothing of me. Very truly, I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. Verse 33. I have said this to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning. So good to see you all in here and all of you who have come to join us via Zoom. I pray that you will have a personal encounter experience of the Holy Spirit this morning as we worship together and hear the voice of God speaking to your heart. A married couple struggle to adjust to distinct personalities and a new life together. Love gradually subsided and became cold. With their marriage in crisis, they try a last resort to mend their relationship and sought out a marriage counselor. The male counselor was enthusiastic and compassionate. He listened attentively while the wife outlined her grievances, the main one being that her husband neglected her. "We've been married hardly over a year," she said, "but he never pays me any attention. He never takes me anywhere, never takes an interest in my appearance, and certainly never shows me any affection. He seems bored with me already." Listening to her plea, the husband simply shrugged his shoulders, and the counselor decided to jolt him from his complacency. Jumping up from his chair, the counselor walked over to the wife and kissed her passionately on the mouth. As the wife slumped back into her seat in shock, the counselor turned to the husband and said, "Your wife needs that at least twice a week." The husband was dumbfounded by the doctor's extraordinary remedy and replied shyly, "Well, I can bring her here on Mondays and Wednesdays." A broken relationship may be complex, but there is always a solution. More often than not, a problem and solution coexist. The coexistence of two contrasting realities is like a coin with two sides. It sometimes does not make sense. So when we see a problem, we try to find the solution somewhere out there. But in the gospel lesson this morning, if you pay close attention to it, Jesus enumerated many examples of the coexistence of two contrasting realities. I'm going to use the term often this morning. The coexistence of two contrasting realities. Let me point out those examples. Jesus said, "You will see me no more, then after a while you will see me." That is Jesus' absence and his presence, his death and life, the crucifixion and the resurrection. "You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy." That is the grieving and the celebration. The birth pain and joy of a new life, a time to pray in need, a time to receive what was prayed upon, a time of figurative speaking, and a time of revelation in plain sight. Jesus' arrival into the world and his return to the Father, a time of loneliness away from friends and the Father's timeless presence, a time of trouble and a time of peace and victory. There are two interesting observations about those examples. The first one is that the two contradictory realities have a brief time lapse. You will see me no more, then after a while, little while, you will see me. Jesus was to be absent briefly. Grieving will be short and will soon turn to joy. Birth pangs are quick and are soon forgotten after the birth. The little time lapse between the two contradictory realities is ignorable. Compare 3 days of absence with 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry in public view. Mathematically speaking, it is 3 days versus 1,277 days minus 3 days. Jesus' absence was merely 0.24% of the time, and Jesus was with the disciples 99.76% of the time. In idiomatic expressions, Jesus was absent less than no time, or no time at all, or a blink of an eye. Spiritually and biblically speaking, Jesus is always present in our lives. He came to be with us and continued to be with us through his Spirit. Absence of Jesus is just our feeling. The fact of the matter is, Jesus is our eternal Emmanuel. Another observation is the two contrasting realities happen in the same place. Jesus died and rose again in Jerusalem. The joy of holding a newborn baby in mother's hand is right where she labors. A place of problem is where a solution is found. A place of trouble is where the joy of living is. At the very place where we feel Jesus' absence, Jesus is with us. So what do those two observations tell us? They prove that the two contrasting realities coexist in the same place and at the same time. So we are dealing with the same coin all the time, in the same place at the same time. Two sides of the coin. Now, with that, let us look at our current troubles from that perspective. Some may mistakenly think that believers are not supposed to suffer at all because Jesus is with us. But they still face two contrasting realities, both joy and trouble. When they're in trouble, they say God is away from them. But God is present with them both in times of trouble and peace. Jesus made it very clear about believers facing troubles and said, in this world, you will have trouble. I mean, Jesus, the plain word of Jesus. Believers will have trouble. And Jesus said this word before facing the crucifixion. So what does that mean? The subject, you will have trouble. You includes Jesus himself. We all have trouble, and Jesus was not the exception. I have struggled with this question a few times during ministry. Why do I suffer to serve God and his church? There got to be a trouble-free church somewhere over the rainbow. And I have found no church yet out of 40-something years of ministry, and I never will. The coexistence of the two contrasting realities is going to be always there. We got to live with them. So when you are in trouble, don't be discouraged by it. God is with us despite troubles. The coexistence of two contrasting realities also teaches us that only a portion of our life, not altogether, only a portion of our life is occupied with troubles. Joy and peace from God fill the rest. When we face challenging problems, we tend to focus on them and think our life is full of problems. It is our misjudgment, and we are missing out on the bigger picture. We have two choices. One, we can look at troubles and doubt about God's care. Two, we can turn our eyes away from troubles and see the areas of God's goodness and mercy. See, there are two realities, the trouble, but also God's grace and mercy is there. That must be. We cannot deny. We make a choice every time we are in trouble. In his final address to Israel, Moses preached about the dual realities and said, "I have set before you life and death, and blessing and curse. Choose life. Choosing life is not hard for you, neither is far off." That's what Moses said. Everybody has two different sides of life. We can be happy today by choice, right? We can be happy today, not because we don't have any trouble, but because we choose to see God and his grace in our life today. Lastly, do not let troubles trouble us. Jesus said, "In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Jesus rose again from the dead victoriously, and his promise of victory is certain. The believer's lifestyle, as Jesus set forth, is to live in peace despite troubles. We all have troubles, but do not need to succumb to them. Instead, we can rise above them and be joyful. How do we choose life over death and overcome all the challenges of life? By believing in the presence of the risen Christ. I am not alone. Jesus is in my life. He watches over me. He knows and meets all my needs. When we trust in God, troubles are no longer an issue. Trouble is there, but they are not going to be an issue. I'm going to use the sanctuary piano to illustrate the coexistence of the two contrasting realities and how faith helps overcome our troubles. You may not have noticed that every piano produces two different sounds: harmonious music and noise. I mean it. Seriously, I'm going to prove it to you. Just a minute. Right? When a key is pressed, a corresponding hammer strikes a metal string. What we usually hear is the sound of the vibrating string. What is not heard is a noise from a complicated mechanical gadget called action that is placed between the key and the hammer. Piano has 88 keys. Each key connects to an action consisting of about 60 different parts, most of which are made of wood. At the push of each key, all the wooden pieces in each action move and make a rustling noise. Now, I have asked to Diane to play a piece for you and see if you can hear any noise when Diane plays a piece. That's beautiful. America the Beautiful. That's a beautiful song. Now, did you hear any noise? Why not? We, of course, did not hear it. But it doesn't mean that there wasn't any noise. Now, I'm going to demonstrate just a minute. Our piano has a special function to disconnect the action and the hammer. When a key is pushed, it will move the action, but not the hammer. This way, the sound from the string is eliminated so that we can hear only the movement of keys and actions. Okay? So now, I'm going to ask Diane to play the same, the America the Beautiful, with this silence function on, okay? And I will let you hear the noise coming out of the piano. From the beginning, okay?
America, man. Say amen. Did you hear the noise?
Yeah.
Of course. That's the noise I'm talking about. Okay? The piano shows very clearly about the coexistence of the two contrasting realities. Our life makes both a noise from troubles and also a joyful music that God has designed in our life. The America the Beautiful
did not sound beautiful at all with that silence function on. In a typical setting, a piano produces two kinds, mechanical clutter from keys and actions and beautiful sounds of the string. But we do not and cannot hear the noise. Why? Because the sound from the string is louder than the noise. Plus, there is a thing called the soundboard that amplifies the sound of the string. So when anybody plays, people don't hear the noise. And this is exactly how our faith works. When our life play produce two different kinds of sound, making us realize the two contrasting realities in our life. But faith and the life of prayer work just like the loud sound of the string and the soundboard. Faith and our reliance on God through prayer silence noise from troubles and amplify the beautiful music God makes for us. We all have troubles in this world. But by faith, we can rise above the troubles and be at peace, regardless the circumstance. Amen? Amen.
Now is the time for our presentation of our tithes and offerings. Young's going to come up and bless us with some special music. Please realize there's a plate in the back for you to leave your tithes and your offerings, or you can bring them into the office.
You know, we were singing this morning this same hymns, so the first verse I'm going to sing in Korean. Yesu
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures he below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power of lives. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Dear Lord Jesus, for the great unconditional love that you have bestowed upon each and every one of us from Calvary, for the good life in joyous living that you have granted upon us, we give you thanksgiving. And we bless you and ask you to receive this offering of our praise and thanksgiving, O Lord, that it may be used to build your kingdom in the world today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our last hymn today is Victory in Jesus, number 370, verses 1 through 3.
All the story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his swimming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing palm revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. Beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing, and the old redemption story, and some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Let us pray. Lord, thank you for helping us realize the realities that we face in this life. We may have trouble, O Lord, but we do not need to be discouraged by them, because you rose again from the dead, gave us the promise of victory. So, Lord, may we hold on to your word. May we hold on to the promise of victory in our life. Therefore, send us forth with the assurance of faith, assurance of your presence in our life, in the midst of troubles. In Jesus' name, amen.
Never be afraid, God will go with you each hour, every day. Go now in faith, steadfast, strong, and true. Oh, He will guide you in all you do. Go now in love, and show you believe. Reach out to others, so all the world can see. God will be there, watching from above. In faith.